Hey there. I just woke up in the middle of the night today, and it just occurred to me that today is October 1st, 2021. Well, let me start by saying this. It's been a while. I've done my podcast for quite some time. It's because of my schedule these days. I got very busy. I want to say thank you to all of my friends and all of the listeners out there that actually reach out to me, checking up on me and asking me what's going on with you. We've not heard your voice for quite some time now, and I want to say thank you so much. I am really grateful. As I was saying, I woke up just now in the middle of the night. By my time, this is 12:05 a.m. African time, and it dropped into my heart, into my mind, that today, I just remembered, Nigeria will be celebrating the 61st birthday. Nigeria is 61. Well, October 1st means different things to different Nigerians. Really, to some people, October 1st is a day of celebration. October 1st is a day of jubilation, which truly it is. But to so many other people, October 1st is a day to reflect. To so many other Nigerians, October 1st is a day for people to cry. I tell you, to so many other Nigerians, October 1st is a day for protest. And why is it like that? It's just because of the situations that we find ourselves in Nigeria. Who could have ever thought that by 60 years, Nigeria will still be wallowing in this kind of mess it finds itself? This is a country blessed with natural resources. This is a country blessed with human resources. This is a country blessed in all ramifications, but still, we still fight and struggle to survive. I still can't understand why we have this so great of a challenge in this country. I still can't fathom why we find it very difficult to solve our challenges, even when we know them. You know, I say this a lot of time, that the problem we have in Nigeria, it's not because we have a problem, but because we have refused to solve them. And that is one of the major challenges we have in this country. Imagine, I've said it in previous podcasts of mine, imagine a president telling us, or let's say a leader elected into a political position, telling us that we need to pray, that it's only God that can solve some social problems that we have in our country. That's what we find ourselves in. And this is fast becoming a norm. Well, it has already been said that if evil lasts for a long time in a place, it will become a tradition. Now, this sense of mentality has not provided our leaders with creativity to solve majority of our problems. In other ways, so they hide behind the shield of religion. And you know, there's this saying that goes thus: when a mosquito, well, I believe that majority of us understand what a mosquito is, especially for us in Africa here. when a mosquito perches on your testicles, you will realize that there are always a way to solve problems without violence. So, the problem we have is that we have allowed ourselves to be drawn into the sea of the seeds of religion, in one sense. And also on the same platform, we have murdered the creativity inherent in us. And everything we do is to import other people's tradition, is to import other people's belief, is to import other people's attitude. Yeah, on top of all of that, we have to wait for foreign intervention to solve some of our problems. And we call ourselves a nation. Well, let me just bring this data to our hearing. According to www.cfro.org, over 350,000 people have been killed because of the insecurity we have in Nigeria, in the northeast. We are talking about Boko Haram only. A lot of people have questioned the strategies, the ideology of the government by giving amnesty to the terrorists in Nigeria. But it seems to fall on the deaf ear. Because I wonder how the soldiers, the patriotic men and women fighting for the nation, I wonder how they feel at the end of the day when they discover that those they are fighting against, really, it looks as if they have nothing to lose. Because if you are killed, you are killed forever, and that's all. Then this same terrorist can just come and say he's no more doing again, then he's received on a platter of gold. And, you know, people start questioning the government for such an ideology, for such an open arms to terrorists. But yet, nothing has been done on that. Is it job that you want to talk about? Well, as I speak to you, we have over 25 million unemployed graduates in Nigeria. You know, we have around over 600,000 people graduating every year. Now, there is no national plan. There is no plan. How do we want to employ these people? You know, it's funny. I just don't know the kind of ideology, the kind of mentality, the kind of policies, some policies that the government even make. And Nigerians feel like, why would they be making this kind of policy? You are feeding people, you are feeding children, you know. Yeah, that even reminds me. Are you aware, or have you heard, that the Federal Republic of Nigeria pays house rent? No, let me take that again. The Federal Republic of Nigeria is paying house rent on top of the Aso Rock. They are paying house rent for Aso Rock. Now, between 2015 and 2021, Nigeria paid over 400 million naira on Aso Rock rent. Boom. Can you imagine that? Now, are you telling me that we cannot afford it? Even if, let me take it as if it is true that we are actually paying rent on Aso Rock. So, is it that the government cannot build another place? Or is it that they cannot buy that place off? Even if it's true. But, you know, IBB has been seen questioning the ideology. You know, it was built under him. he questioned it, and he was saying that he built Aso Rock, and to the best of his knowledge, Nigeria is not meant to pay for Aso Rock. And he's asking, are they paying for him? Or are they paying to him? Or are they paying to GEJ? You know, that's Goodluck Billy Jonathan. That's a former president of Nigeria. And that case went down like that. No, this is just a few of the so many cases, of the so many things that has really went down memory lane in Nigeria. So many cases that have been covered, and at the end of the day, everything has been forgotten. He wants to ask you a very simple question. What is really, really working in Nigeria? There's no constant power supply. We always have outage, blackout. What is working? No job. I talked about that. We have master students, postgraduate students. We have PhD holders begging for menial jobs. Very, you know, ridiculous kind of jobs that you can't even imagine. So many people can not even feed. They can't feed. I know of a master's holder. This guy, I can say he's very brilliant. And I tell you, when I say he's very brilliant, this guy is very brilliant. He graduated with flying colors. He finished his master's. And as I speak with you, this guy does not have a roof over his head. He couldn't find something doing. Well, this is just one of the so many other people out there. People are suffering in Nigeria, and our politicians are smiling. What they are concerned about is the next election. Nobody cares about anybody here. Few days ago, I almost wept for this country. Really, I wept for this country. This should not be Nigeria. You know, anytime any Nigerian traveled abroad, he's seen as a champion, or he's seen as going abroad is like going to heaven. Because I tell you, some people, if possible, would prefer to go to hell than to stay in Nigeria. Yes, I mean it. I've heard a lot of people saying that, man, I prefer to go to hell than stay in Nigeria. People want to find every means to get out of this country. And we have a set of leaders that are not even ashamed of themselves. They're not really ashamed of the situations all around them. We are the future of the country. It's blank. Where it looks as if there's no hope for this country. Where everybody wants to get out of the boat if they have the opportunity. Do you want to talk about the currency? Very bad. No, is that what you want to talk about now? Very bad. Do you want to talk about the road? Zero. Do you want to talk about government assistance? Well, at least they started doing something these days. Do you want to talk about education? Oh God, that one is another case for another day. Do you want to talk about the medical practitioners? Hey. Oh God, I should not just go there. I've talked about insecurity, kidnapping everywhere, here and there. Well, the list is just endless. So I should not just, butter house with the situation so much. But I would say Nigeria is 60. It looks as if Nigeria is 6. We take a step forward and take like 3 steps backward. Whenever we climb stairs, we take 2 steps downward. Whenever we try to climb the ladder, we go back again. And that is what we've been doing, back and forth, back and forth. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you happy celebration if you want to celebrate. But I feel that this is a time for us to demand for accountability. This is a time for us to really sort for. This is a time for us to look for a change. We cannot continue like this forever. We got to demand for accountability from the governor, even from the president. We need explanations. Stop the lies. Stop the deceits. We need a change. I'm sorry to say this. Nigeria is 61, but she is sick. She needs a doctor. She needs to be attended to. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Nigerian or not, please, I beg you, be the cause for unity. To fight for change, to demand for accountability, to promote democracy, and to secure the future. So, get ready to raise the flag again, because Nigeria is going to be great again. Ladies and gentlemen, today, to me, is not really a day to celebrate, because Nigeria is sick, and until she has a doctor, no celebration. Nigeria needs to be fixed, and it must be fixed. Myself and you are going to be the catalyst to work for this. Let us all work on our integrity. Let us all work on ourselves. After then, we can all fix our dear country. My name is A to the Y to the O to the D to the E to the J to the I, Ayodeji Adegbola. My friends call me the political doctor. You can reach me on +234 81 338 71480. I would like to have your review. I would like to hear from you. And I would like to have your thought about this podcast. I would also like you to make your contributions. And I would like to speak with you one-on-one. You have just listened to the Nigerian Story Podcast, and that was the Independence Day episode. You can also send me a message via WhatsApp on the number read out the other time, or you can send me a mail on revivenigeriamission@gmail.com. Please listen to our previous episode, share and like this podcast with your friends and families. Thank you for listening.